When you start a business, it can be anything. You should always ask yourself, what is the experience that I'm creating for my customers, for my clients? What do I want them to know about me? What do I want them to feel, to think? These are all of the things that make up a brand. And this is why a brand strategy is important. So grab your pen, grab your pencil, grab your snacks, whatever it is that you need to stay focused. Enjoy this episode about what is the ROI of brand strategy. Enjoy.
For those of you who are tuning in live or you're catching the replay, my name is Brianna Regine. I am the founder as well as lead brand strategist, publicist, and business manager of Brianna Regine Visionary Consulting. We are a strategic communications and marketing agency helping entertainment, lifestyle, and beauty brands increase their brand's visibility. We offer a variety of different services. I like to say that we help build brands from the inside out. Why? Well, because when you look at our services, we have what I like to call the creative strategy related services, which includes brand development, digital marketing, public relations, and event management. And then we have the infrastructure type services, which I categorize under business operations and administrative. So we offer a variety of different services to help you build your brand's visibility. But we're not going to talk about what we do today. This is actually going to be an informative video. And if you have any questions whatsoever while you are watching live, or if you're catching the replay, feel free to leave it in the comments and we will answer. Today, we're going to be talking about the importance or the return on investment of a brand strategy. Why do you need one? Well, earlier today, I had sent out a newsletter. And if you aren't subscribed to our newsletters, you can do that by visiting our website or sending us a DM or comment with your email and we'll add you to the list. But I sent a newsletter, and this whole newsletter, this whole Instagram and Facebook Live topic even came about because on our latest blog post, there's a Forbes quote basically saying it's important for businesses to find their niche. Even, you know, mega corporations that exist, the ones that are focused and know their target audience from like the back of their hand, do really well compared to businesses who aren't so focused on a particular demographic, or rather they mistarget with their products, their services, their persona, whatever their brand is. It's mistargeted because they aren't specific enough to who it is that they're serving. All right, so let's kick things off with four main questions that if you can answer these four main questions specifically, you're on the right track, okay? And to make you feel a little better, these four questions, the answers to them should evolve over time as your business grows, as you start to learn more. You're not going to be able to answer these questions right off the bat when you start your business. It's absolutely impossible. With experience comes lessons. So the answers to these questions will change over time. But if you are starting a business, if you are rebranding your business, if you are growing a business, trying to maintain a business, it is absolutely, read my lips, it is absolutely important for you to be able to address these four questions. And I'm going to tell you why or how a brand strategy can do that. So for the first question is, why did you start your business? Okay. The second question is, how well do you know your consumers? The third question is, how do you confidently know that you provide a solution to their problem? And the fourth question is, do your consumers understand what you offer? All right. So when I read those four questions out loud, you may be saying, yeah, I can answer those. Like ABCD, you have all of the answers, or you may be able to answer a few of them more detailed than others, or you're like, holy crap, I don't even know where to start. That's okay. So the importance of a brand strategy, according to my agency, right? Because that's what I'm going off of. You can do research and you'll find multiple definitions, but the importance of when BRVC does brand strategies for the client and for us to get a better understanding of who they are, what they are, why they are providing what it is that they're providing, and who their target audience is, that starts to manifest and get a sense of clarity through the brand strategy. But more importantly, how do you want that target audience to perceive you? Okay. And it's very important that you take the time to iron out this information, because if your branding, isn't clear, isn't specific, isn't comprehensible enough to be a launching pad for what may come next, which is the digital marketing, the PR, the events you may throw, et cetera, et cetera. Then the supporting services or the other areas that you may allocate to promote your business aren't going to be as effective. Okay. So that's why, in a nutshell, that's the easiest return on investment for a brand strategy is you know who you are, you know who you're trying to reach, and you have an understanding of what problem exists and how your brand provides that solution. And more importantly, you get an understanding of your unique value. Regardless of what industry you're in, you may feel like it's oversaturated because perhaps on a technical, or maybe that's not the right word, in terms of the amount of brands that are similar to yours in your industry, there's a lot that probably exists 9 times out of 10, okay? But that doesn't mean that you can't exist alongside them and that they're aren't customers that would buy from you versus them. A brand strategy will help you, like I said, find your unique value. And sometimes that unique value is who you are. That's really it. Now, it's easy to put that together if your brand is a persona, right? Let's say you don't have a product or service, it's just you. You do speaking engagements. Maybe you do digital workshops that are free. You just speak. Maybe you're an influencer, right? You just post pictures, whatever. So people become familiar and you create a sense of like for you, okay? It's just as it's important for a persona-based brand to understand their unique value and communicate that. It's just as important for a product or service-based brand. And a product or service-based brand can do that just like a persona-based brand can. In fact, I say that if you have a persona-based brand, if you start a product or service and you have people that already like you, then obviously with strategy, because you know you still need an element of that in marketing, your product or service, if you decide to release one, will do fairly well, or at least you have a stronger argument in saying that these people bought from me because they already liked me. They were already familiar with my brand. So let's use an example, right? So we have Kylie Jenner, right? And Kylie Jenner Cosmetics. And then we have Fenty Beauty, which Rihanna, right? So Kylie Jenner, Rihanna, and Kylie Jenner Cosmetics, and Fenty Beauty. We're just gonna talk about Fenty Beauty's cosmetics because we know that Rihanna has a lot going on, okay? So both of these cosmetic brands are doing very well. They both operate within the same industry, but the key difference is not only their targeted audience. Before you even get to that, the brands of each of their main umbrella entity, what I like to call them, Kylie Jenner and Rihanna, those two individuals already have a substantial amount of social capital and just a fan base. They already have an existing fan base. So when Kylie goes to create Kylie Jenner Cosmetics, even if you have someone who isn't really into makeup, but they really like Kylie, they're gonna buy Kylie Cosmetics. Same thing for Rihanna, you know? Taking it a step further, if you look at just Kylie Jenner and the Jenner Kardashian family, all of them except for, no, I totally overgeneralized there. Kylie Jenner and Kim Kardashian are the only ones to have beauty products, right? They both can coexist though in the same beauty industry. Why? Because their audiences are different, but also their individual personal brands are different. And they took the time to hone that. They all exist on the same show, right? But they're not all the same person. So whether you are a persona-based brand, whether you are a product or service-based brand, tap into yourself. I know that sounds super cliche, but I cannot stress the importance of finding your why. I say that all the time, and that's the main part of the brand strategy. Find your why, okay? It can't be, I'm just creating this brand because I want to make money. It can't be that, and it can't be, you know, a superficial thing either. Like, I see my peers or the people that I follow on social media doing this, so I wanted to do it too. No. Why? Dig deeper. Unpack the reasoning. And it may be uncomfortable, you know, for some of the clients that I've spoken to, their reasoning for starting their businesses didn't always come from a positive place, you know? Sometimes they have to change a negative into a positive. But if that's your why, then make that a part of where your values come from, where your brand values come from, where your brand mission comes from, where at the end of the day, your brand story will come from. And it's that brand story, it's you that's going to play a key factor in creating that unique value and that special offer that allows you to coexist with everyone else, okay? So please, if you take anything away from this live session, tap into your why and dig from there. Dig real deep and start taking away, pulling things apart, and don't overthink. Do your research as well. That's another reason why brand strategy is so important, because when you do your research, you're able to, even though they say don't compare, you have to know what's out there in order to know where your moment of opportunity is, right? To capitalize. So do research, okay? Do your research. See the brands that you feel are similar to you. Go on their website, look at their content. What's the story that they tell? How is their audience interacting with them? Okay? Is that, or rather, are their interactions, the quality of them, the feedback that they're getting, are those the same interactions that you want? What interactions are missing? What questions does the brand story not answer? Who does the brand not serve? This is the work that you have to do, okay? Another reason why, so let's backtrack. So far, in terms of why brand strategy is important, what's the return on investment for a brand strategy? The first thing is that it creates clarity, okay? It's the very first thing. It creates clarity for what it is that you're building. It creates a sense of understanding of your why and where you're coming from, where you're going. It starts to shape your target audience, what they need, how you serve them, okay? Another reason why a brand strategy is important, and I said this earlier on, is because once you have a solid brand strategy, your marketing, your PR, your event management, whatever other ways you promote your business, it'll be more effective because you sort of already have this go-to strategy in your hands. And if your marketing tactics don't align, you can switch it, okay? And then the other thing that I, this kind of goes back to the first point about a brand strategy being a great way to create clarity. Your brand strategy isn't your end-all be-all. So what does that mean? You mean to tell me that I've been watching this entire live and you're telling me that it's not the end-all be-all? Follow me here, okay? So like any plan, plans are meant to guide you, keep you accountable. They're not there to hold you hostage, okay? You don't have to do every single thing according to this plan, okay? Now, with that being said, back to what I stated in the beginning of this conversation, your brand strategy, just like the answers to the questions that I posed in the beginning, it will evolve. Why? Because you evolve. And what does that mean? Your values evolve. And depending on where you lie on the spectrum between persona-based brand, product or service-based brand, or being a spokesperson, you know, for a particular product or service, whatever, wherever you fall on the spectrum, you're gonna evolve, right? You're not meant to, in the same way as individuals, regardless if we're a business owner or not, in the same way as individuals, we are supposed to evolve throughout time, your brand will too. We see it all the time. The biggest companies rebrand, or they focus more on a particular set of values at a given time. They change all the time. And you should too, okay? But don't end this live session, whether you're tuning in live or you're watching the replay, don't end this session, click off and say, yeah, that was cool. I'm just gonna continue to do what it is that I'm doing. No, I can assure you that before you build another marketing plan, before you build another PR plan, before you even reanalyze how you operate on the back end, go revisit your brand strategy before 2020. Okay? Do not leave this out. Brand development is super, 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 super important. It's where your brand identity comes from. It's where your consumer experience starts, okay? It's where your content gets the backbone or the foundation to stand on, okay? Don't ignore it. Create a strategy, sit down, and just do it, okay? So let's provide some example. So I'll address the four questions that I asked in the beginning based on BRVC. All right, so why did I start BRVC? I started BRVC because I love helping people. That's the first answer, but that's not specific enough. A lot of people like helping people, right? I like helping people, and at my previous job, I felt disconnected from the person behind the brand. While I got the one sheets, I had access to the website, I could read, you know, about the founder. And mind you, it's significantly different because these brands were already established. They're already, you know, well-known corporations. So it's a bit different than the connectivity that a small business or startup may provide. But still, it's still valid. I felt a disconnect from the person behind the brand. And I knew, and I've always known before I even started my agency, all the other creative ideas that I've brainstormed. While there may be a sense of, what do they call it, naivete involved, I believe that all ideas are possible if you have a team player on your side who can get the job done. And I just felt like for the peers that were around me, hello, how are you? Thanks for tuning in. For the peers that were around me, for the budding of entrepreneur, spirit happening, I didn't see enough of people helping, or rather, experts helping businesses with empathy and compassion. And I'm a very empathetic and compassionate person. So that's why I started my business. Okay? That's why I started. So, yes, I want to help people. I like helping people, but taking that a step further, I experienced a sense of disconnect between building a brand and not knowing who I'm building it for or why I'm building it, not being attached to the vision of the companies that I was working for previously, and helping the underdog, right? In many ways, at some point in our lives, we all are the underdog, but providing solutions to the underdog with empathy and compassion, and not worrying so much about money at the end of the day. Like, you just want people's dreams and their passions to manifest and to help them believe in themselves that they can do it too. That's why I started my business. For those who are just tuning in, I already went through the whole spiel of what is the return on investment of a brand strategy. Basically, it provides clarity. It helps you get an understanding of your unique value. It helps you tap into your personal life, really, and pull from that in order to craft your brand's mission, what it stands on, the level of integrity that you have. It helps to shape how your audience is going to look and the experience that you want to create for them. And I had started off the live session asking these four questions: why did I start this business? How well do I know my consumers? How do I confidently know I provide a solution to their problem? And do my consumers understand what I offer? It's very important to know that these questions, while you think you may have the answers, hi, Sundercash. So we have Sundercash and Unknown Clothing, Connecticut, excuse me, on Instagram. How are you? Thanks for tuning in. While these questions, while I read them off, you may say, yes, I know the answer to them. That's great. I can do, spit them out. I can assure you that if you and I are doing a consultation, I would ask you get more specific than that. That's too broad. Those four questions, you have to be able to answer them specifically, with detail, in order to complete your marketing more effectively, to complete your PR more effectively, to ultimately position your brand in your industry as a valuable contributor, right? Because you can coexist. It's totally possible to coexist, but you have to have a brand strategy that will at least guide you to getting where it is that you want to go. Okay, 5 more minutes. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask. I'm just answering those four questions as the owner of BRVC to give you an example. So, how well do I know my consumers? Well, we've been around for 3 years, and so far I can tell you that my consumers are most likely small business owners, and or by small, I mean, the actual official way. They don't have a lot of employees. They're just getting started. They're about 2 to 3 years into their business, perhaps, or they have been around for a significantly long time, but their team is really them. And then eventually, when they collaborate with us. So they're primarily small business owners. They usually have a full-time job. And their collaboration with us is done through their side hustle. And on occasion, we've had people that are building their brand full time, but typically we get them when they're still balancing or trying to figure out if they're going to keep the full-time job or let it go. I can tell you that most of our clientele has been entrepreneurs of color, but we have worked with all colors of the rainbow. I can tell you that our they're all entrepreneurs, but I can tell you that our consumers are primarily millennials with the occasional 35 and up person. I can tell you that they, all of them want to do something outside of themselves. That's why they started their business. It's not about bringing in money, revenue. It's not about that. They all want to do something and help other people outside of themselves and be of service. I can tell you that they are fearful of what they could be sometimes, you know? And some of them, it's nice. Like, there's a sense of appreciation and gratitude when they feel we believe in them and that we believe in them beyond what they do, but who they are as a person. So I'm naming off all of these psychographics and demographics, all these different characteristics, because I know my consumer. And like I said, it's going to continue to evolve, right? When I first started, it was really small business owners. Sometimes people that didn't even start their business yet, like they just had an idea on their mind. Now we, in terms of like ongoing packages, we work with people who have been in business for a minimum of 2 years for the most part, 9 times out of 10. The people who are just starting their business or they haven't really started, they tend to reside in like the consultation phase a bit. And then sometimes they'll grow within the agency. So it's pretty cool. Number three, how do I confidently know I provide a solution to their problem? Well, I have the testimonials, right? I have the testimonials and all of them. One common thing among the testimonials that I get is the quality and the approach. That's what made them trust me and my agency. And my approach is I'm helping you build your brand through empathy and compassion and understanding, you know? So, and then the last thing, do my consumers understand what I offer? This question really ties, the whole intention behind this question was to push, or is to push you to think about your public facing, all of your public facing components. Where do consumers find out about what it is that you do? Do you have a website? Do you have social media? Do you have business cards? Where do they see that? Hey, how are you? Where do they see where you exist? How do they find you? And when they get there, is it clear like what you want them to perceive about your brand? Do they actually perceive that? And how do you know? Well, that's where brand strategy comes into play. Is your mission stated clearly? Are your values echoed through your content? Is your bio clear? Right? Do you even have a place where your consumers can go and kind of receive a one-stop shop wave of everything that you offer? That would be your website, by the way. Don't leave, guys, get a website. Do not just leave it to social media, okay? Do your public-facing components for your brand do that for you? So when you're not directly DMing people, responding back to comments, reaching out through email, picking up the phone, making phone calls, is your Facebook, is your website, do your business cards, whatever language that exists, it's really the language, the content, the story. Is it working for you on your behalf? And you'll know that based on the leads that you get, the conversions that you get, how people are engaging with your content, the referrals that you get, all these different things. You can KPI yourself out the wazoo, okay? But it's very important that you create a brand strategy that puts you in a place to get real detailed and specific about these four questions, okay?
As always, thanks for listening, everyone. We will be back next week with another episode, another time where you can get gems, insight, and the real deal behind what it is to create a business and, more importantly, build a brand of longevity. That is what we want all of you to have. That is the purpose of this podcast. If you would like to be a guest on this podcast, or you have any ideas of how we can make this podcast better and useful to you on your journey as a business owner, please feel free to send us an email at info@brvisionaryconsulting.com. And as always, we have a variety of different resources to help you in addition to this podcast. Just feel free to visit the shop on our website, www.brvisionaryconsulting.com. Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're giving a variety of different ideas, concepts, and hacks that you can use as you elevate your brand and position yourself for longevity. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next week.